This is GPB. I'm Taylor Gant.
And I'm Leah Fleming. How are you doing in this economy? It's being celebrated nationally as healthy with lots of people working. State economists say Georgia continues to show consistent year-over-year revenue growth. That's an indicator of a healthy economy. And according to the Georgia Department of Labor, over 2,600 jobs were created in May. And unemployment in the state is around 3.9%. It all sounds good, right? Well, it sounds good unless you are African American. According to the Economic Policy Institute, unemployment among African Americans in Georgia is at 5.7%. Hispanic and white unemployment rates are below 3%. Well, this inequality of prosperity has not gone unnoticed. And joining us to explore what's happening and why is Andre Perry of the Brookings Institution. He's also the author of the upcoming book, Know Your Price, Valuing Black Lives and Prosperity in America's Black Cities. Good morning, Andre.
Good morning, Leah.
Okay, so why are Black Americans experiencing unemployment at levels that have been described as like the Great Recession era when there are so many jobs out there?
Yeah, you know, and if you look consistently over time, the Black unemployment rate is typically twice that of the white rate. So we know that there is a structural problem in the economy. So when the white rate is around 3, you can almost bet that the Black rate will be 6. And if it is the white rate is 7, you can almost bet that the Black rate will be 14. So Blacks are able to work in the economy. It's just always in service to white growth.
Now, Brookings, that has been described by some media companies like the LA Times and Washington Post as liberal-leaning. So my question to you is, what do you say to people, Republicans, who may say, well, you know, President Trump has actually helped the Black employment rate?
The unemployment rate is an aggregate number. That it does not look at regional differences. It does not look at racial differences. And I would say, hey, if you think I'm biased towards Black people, which I am Black, but look at the unemployment rate of folks in rural communities. Look at the white male unemployment rates in these rural communities. They're struggling too. I just bring attention to majority Black cities, one, because that's what I study. But in many places, particularly in the South, they represent your large cities in states like Georgia. If your majority populations in the cities aren't doing well, the entire state is underperforming. So yes, Georgia right now is benefiting from an economy. Think how much better that economy could be if Blacks were hired at the rates whites were.
I know you spoke at a conference in Alabama recently, and you promoted collaboration. You said that people really need to collaborate and have some difficult conversations. What should those conversations look like?
You know, the reason why there's a lot of unevenness in the market is there is discrimination. There's discrimination if you are if you're Black. There's discrimination if you're in a rural town, you have an accent. And we know that these are drags on the economy. We also know that neighboring municipalities to big cities, their growth is really contingent upon the big city growth. And so if you are white and you're living outside of the city and you are Black and you're living inside the city, your fates are tied. So we need to stop looking at each other as political enemies, as rivals, and really start thinking that we're all in this together, because that's how the economy works. For so long, the economy benefited from oppressing large numbers of Black people. Now, if you ask someone in rural America how they are feeling, they're feeling the same way Black people feel. And so now that all those policies that were created to not include Blacks in the community are now hurting us all in the long run. So I really want to talk to folks in rural America, in white districts, in places that they may not see me as an equal, unconsciously or consciously. But we need to have these kind of conversations and say, hey, we're in this together, and we can actually be honest about how the economy is doing and who is it really benefiting.
Andre Perry is a fellow at the Brookings Institution. He's also author of the upcoming book, Know Your Price, Valuing Black Lives and Prosperity in America's Black Cities. And we'd like to thank you so much, Andre, for your time.
You're welcome, Leah, anytime.
This is GPB.